The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's show is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com right now and you'll get 50% off just about any item. All you have to do is enter the code word GLORY, G-L-O-R-Y, at checkout.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 491 of Cognitive Dissonance. And Cecil, you know, it's an amazing thing to be able to do.
What's that?
Is it an amazing thing to be able to record on a Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2.5 days later, record and be like, oh man, it's only been 2 days.
Yeah.
I wonder if enough crazy shit has happened for us to condense our recording schedule.
Oh yeah.
And it'd be like, yeah.
No.
Turns out that's not a significant concern.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right.
Do you know where, you know what the world I want to live in?
What's that?
I want to live in a world where we say, oh man, we've got this shit going on. We're going to have to record on Thursday and then on Sunday. And then on Saturday, when it's like, okay, well, let's see what happened from Thursday evening to Saturday mid-afternoon. Mm-hmm. It is not possible to fill a show worth of crazy shit.
With, yeah, crazy, yeah. Horrible shit.
Right, yeah. We should just be able to be like, so the Bulls beat the Knicks or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You should be able to be like, it was a nice day today.
Some sun. So did you hear about the big snowstorm in Montana?
When we first started doing this show.
I know where you're going.
And we were talking about, oh yeah, one day we won't even have to do this show anymore. Everybody's going to be atheists and everybody's going to be smart,
reasonable,
and not treasonous.
You know, here's a fun game to play, Cecil. It's a fun game to play.
I find myself doing that a lot, though. That
sigh,
wistful yeah. Sigh. Yeah, no, Smalley's was a disdainful sigh.
True. That's different. Smalley.
Yeah, yeah, that's a different. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
here's a fun game to play.
What's that?
Think back. You ever hear like the term 5-year plan? What's your 5-year plan?
Oh yeah, sure. I've heard that before. Yeah.
So it's always fun to be like, well, you know, I'm curious if I were to like take a snapshot of the world today, and then bring it back in time to say, I don't know, 2014, and be like, hey man, do you recognize the world you're living in? I bet you were wrong about everything.
You were wrong about everything.
Everything. Like, seriously, it's like. It cracks me up to think, like, would I have predicted any, like, 5 years out? Like, we can't get the weather good five days out.
Right, yeah.
To think of, like, the geopolitical situation.
I saw a hilarious tweet the other day. You ever watch Quantum Leap when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
The tweet went something like, you know, the guy, the star of the show, walks in and he says, what, I haven't jumped yet? And he says, I've done like 60 things. And then Sam comes in. He's like, well, I don't know. You're just going to have to keep doing stuff. It says here, you're supposed to get him impeached. Oh man.
Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think he'll get impeached? I mean, he'll get impeached.
Here's what I hope happens.
Yeah.
I don't care about the impeachment. I really hope that he loses really badly in the next election.
That's all I care about too.
I want him to lose so badly, like so badly, like one of those, like the exact opposite of what he was saying when he was like, oh, it's probably the best victory ever. I would love to see the exact opposite happen to him.
Right. Yeah.
So to see how he spins
like
the loss.
Like a crushing FDR style.
I would love to see a Nixon second term loss against him. Because what isn't it like one state was like, no. And everybody else is like, Nixon it
right.
is.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to pee on you like this Calvin poster.
Yeah, there's like one person in one or one state had like two electoral votes and the rest of them were all just like, Nixon it is.
I'll tell you what would happen if he loses. If he loses, his concession speech will show up on Pornhub and be the most widely fucking masturbated to his speech.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because like, that would be just from me jerking off to it. Like, I will change the statistics in sport. Like, I will chafe myself raw like a teenager.
I will tell you right now, if and we probably will record election night next year.
Oh God.
And if he loses, we're going to turn it to adults only. We're just gonna, whoever's in studio with us, it's a circle jerk now, baby.
For election night, can we not record in studio? Can we rent a hotel room where we could just thrash the shit out of it? Because I feel like I don't know that I can take it again.
God, that last time was rough.
I am serious. Like, I'm not driving that day. Like, I'm gonna get a car.
You're gonna get a car.
Because if it happens, I'm just gonna curl up in the bottom of the car and weep and hug my knees and hold a fucking Me Too because I have been bad touched.
And I will say this, if it doesn't happen, if the impeachment doesn't happen and he wins the next election, then you're really fucked. Then you're really, now strap in, baby.
Oh, I know.
Because you ain't seen nothing ain't seen nothing yet.
That's a world where you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. How bad was I in the past life?
Exactly.
Was I like,
were we all that bad?
Man.
Yep.
You've done some shit.
Yep.
Jesus, not like we're boomers.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so, we can do shit. We just can't fund it. So.
Well, we can call everybody entitled when it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Everyone, we have an announcement to make.
Girls go to college to get more knowledge. Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
All right. So this story comes to a friendly atheist blog. Bishop. Girls should skip college so they're not smarter than their husbands.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Oh, my God. So this guy is a Brazilian billionaire and a bishop from the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God.
Well, get a longer name for your church.
Right.
Jesus.
You would think with everybody getting a Brazilian, like he'd be a little more open-minded, you know?
Yeah, it'd be a little bit, they could take a little off the top, is what you're saying?
Universal slicker presentation is all.
Universal Church seems like a fucking redundant, right? God's just like, no, sorry, it's just the Galactic Church of God. We're not doing the whole universe. We tried that.
This is the church of this area, generally. This is the church of the six corners.
Like, in this speech, this guy reportedly suggested, according to a translation, that woman's happiness is only possible through submission to a man. Sending his daughters to college does not help them to submit. I think this is really telling. And this is something that you see a lot. You know, it's not funny, but it's one of those, you know, like, There's not a mention of equality, right? One person in this relationship has to be in power over the other.
Right.
There's never like, we're partners, right?
Yeah, right.
Where, hey, we both chip in sort of thing. There's never any of that. It's all just like, well, one person's got to be in power.
Right.
There can't be a dynamic of a relationship where one person is in power. And if she's wearing pants, what are you going to do?
Okay, all right. But what you're not seeing is that there's a division of labor and it divides up like this.
Okay.
Everything I want to do that creates economic power, social power, and respect, that's on my side. And then all the isolated bits that make you count on me for your very survival, well, that's your side.
Sure.
And we've just divided up the labor equal schmequal. Mm. That's what we've done.
What
division of labor.
Exactly.
I mean, it's efficient. That's why Henry Ford fucking invented doing this. Before this, everybody made the whole baby all at once.
They just hugged until the baby fell out. The dad is like a penguin. He's putting it over his feet or whatever, sticking his belly over it to fucking incubate it. But seriously though, like I think we've come a long way in the past, you know, 150 years to thinking about the family unit as a partnership. But what keeps bringing this back over and over and over again is religion. What keeps bringing it back into people's mindsets is that, or that religion that keeps saying one person has to be in charge and it's got to be the man.
Right. Well, religion does a great job of saying like, well, all right, it could be. Like the rest of the world is like, well, hey, we all should be a partnership, but there's these systemic, you know, economic structural issues that are standing in the way of creating that last step toward equality. And religion's like, what about if we step back away from equality?
Sure.
Because like we're really just a handful of big structural economic steps away from creating real structural institutional equality for the sexes.
Yeah.
And I think we can get there, probably not in my lifetime, maybe the next generation couple or the
big,
one after.
Couple big steps if a Democrat gets in and does the pre-K.
Yeah.
Big steps there.
I think universal child care is the thing that like tips us over the edge and gets us so much closer, right?
Pre-K is huge.
It's massive. Huge. It's massive, massive.
Yeah.
So it can get us so much closer, and I think it's absolutely necessary. But, you know, I don't want to hold my breath for things that might not happen because I keep waiting for good things to happen, right. And then they don't.
And then nothing happens.
Go home, Cardinal Pell. Cardinal. I've got a nice spot in hell with your name on it. And so I suggest you toughen up and go home, Cardinal.
All right, I found this on a bunch of different sites. I'm going to grab this one from Business Insider. 1,700 Catholic priests accused of child sexual abuse are reportedly living freely in the U.S., with no oversight, working in schools, and failing to register as sex offenders. They use the same image, by the way. I found this at like three different sites, right? They use the same image of a guy who couldn't look more like a pedophile if he was jerking off two little kids right in this moment.
I mean, seriously, they chose the very best photo. He looks like it is. I mean, it's hard to tell because there's no background. So you can't tell if he's looking up or he's just hunched-shouldered looking forward. Yeah. You can't tell.
It's astonishingly pedophilic somehow.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, like, this is like somebody who got caught in his ice cream truck.
Oh, my gosh. Chris Hansen had this guy sit down. Like, he absolutely had this guy sit down.
Have you ever actually watched that show?
Yeah, a couple times.
I have never seen that show.
Yeah, a couple times.
I've only seen clips from it.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. Like, you know, the thing is like, it's just gross.
Yeah.
Right? So I might have watched it once or twice, and then you just get to the point where you're like, this is super depressing. I don't want to see this. And it's, you know, they catfish, or I don't know what you call it. I guess it's not catfishing. Catfishing is something else.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They pretend to be somebody else online. I don't know what you call that.
I
there's
don't know
a
why.
Thing, there's a name for that, where they pretend to be someone else online, and they dupe the people into showing up at the place.
For a sexual rendezvous,
for a sexual rendezvous. For what is clearly, from the chat, a sexual... I mean, there's no way to misinterpret it.
Right.
You're not going to Chuck E. Cheese for a birthday party.
I will see you at 3 o'clock for the My Penis in Your Vagina
party. I mean, it's really...
Having,
it's
right?
really... Yeah. It's no less explicit.
I will ejaculate by 3:15.
I cannot wait.
Guaranteed.
I cannot wait to plug you up. You know, I mean, like, seriously, these are, there's no way to mistake it. And then what happens is the guy comes out, and then every time the guy's just like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done, I'm sorry. And he leaves and he just gets tackled by the police and that's the end of it. And it's just sort of like this, like you feel like you're kind of watching porn.
You feel like complicit.
Like in some weird way, it's like you're watching somebody, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm fucking 100%. Get rid of those guys. Like, catch them. Do what you got to do to catch them. Yeah, you don't have to tell them you're a police officer. That's okay. Like, I don't care how you catch those guys. They're scumbags.
If you're not 13, you have to tell me.
You have to tell me. But seriously, like, I don't give a shit how you catch them. But at the same time, I also don't want to watch it.
It does seem weird to turn that into entertainment, but it seems like a revenge porn kind of a thing.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, I hate these people too. Yeah. I want to see bad. And I guess like part of me is like, yeah, I mean, I do want to see bad things. I want to know that they are caught.
Yeah.
I don't know that I necessarily want to revel in their, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want somebody to like tell me about like the gross shit leading up.
And I know we're already off on a tangent, but I do want to say like one thing that I think though, that shit like that does and shit like, and don't get me wrong, I like murder shows, right? I like those shows.
Yeah.
But I think that those shows and like shows about rape and shows about like this make it seem like that shit's more common than it actually is. You know what I mean? And that's a bad thing, right? Because constantly you hear over and over. And it also makes us want to hate those people and really severely punish them more so than I think we probably, is probably good for society. Because
the sexual predators?
Sexual predators, murders, criminals in general. I think it hardens us to them and helps us fit into this vengeance culture that we've built. Mm. And I think that it can be sometimes damaging. It makes us harden our heart towards those people instead of paying attention to any of the circumstances that might have gotten them into that position. We remove all that and say they're just evil and they're horrible people because we're only paying attention to a snippet of their life in like a lot of those murder shows and things like that. You're only paying to a certain, and you focus on the most horrible thing ever, and we judge them by that most horrible minute of their life.
So this is 1,700 Catholic priests accused of child abuse. I want to be clear about a couple of things. In many of these cases, these are people who have been accused,
yeah,
but who have not been tried and convicted.
Sure.
And there's a vast difference, right? Because because of obvious reasons. Like there's a huge difference. But what struck me about this article is that if you're an institution like the Catholic Church and you know that you have a problem in your organization related to the sexual abuse of children.
Sure.
And you know somebody has been credibly accused of sexual abuse of kids. And you've got a massive organization, but they've just been accused. And if you're the organization giving the benefit of the doubt, wouldn't the easy thing to do be to remove them from the parts of their lives within your organization that are going to allow them to fucking intersect with kids? Like, some of these people still are working in schools. Some of these people still work in unsupervised ways in and among parishes.
Yeah.
Like, you know you have a problem. Even if you didn't believe in the problem, from just a purely like a self-defense standpoint, it seems like just remove those people. Like have a mechanism. Like, all right, so-and-so has been accused. The accusation seems credible. We're going to take that person. We're going to put them with a minder. We're going to move them to an administrative role. They no longer have a parish-related position. Their like constant refusal to do what seems to be, to me, like common sense measures to protect the public. Yeah.
They should muzzle these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Whenever they get an opportunity, and they don't.
They don't do shit. Yeah.
And they basically put them in like, okay, well, you got to choose a sex offending. All right. Well, you know what we really need in Sacramento? We need a judge for a child beauty pageant. That's what we need. So is there any way that you could, could do that for us?
Okay. Yeah. It turns out Tulsa needs a child's underwear fitter?
Yeah.
That's a weird job for us. Why do we have that job?
Weird job in general.
Anyway, yeah. Don't ask questions. Just go ahead to the kids' underwear factory.
So here's the people. They've got some statistics in here. 65 have been charged with a variety of crimes since they left the church. Of those, 50% relate to sexual assault, child pornography, and fail to register as a sex offender. 76 are licensed to work in schools as counselors or in medical establishments. Of the 310 previously charged with sex crimes, only 85 are now on state sex offender registers. More than 400 live within 610 meters or 2,000 feet of a school, playground, or childcare facility, and 64 have been jailed, and 13 others are facing criminal charges since leaving the church.
It's like the whole way that the church treats this just denies the reality of the problem that they so obviously fucking have.
And if these people would have been punished in the first place and, you know, then also watched and also gone through some sort of rehabilitation, maybe those numbers would be dropped.
Yeah, even if all that happened was that they were accused and even if the accusations were never proven up, right? It just would be the smartest thing for just your own self-defense to say, all right, well, you know, so-and-so has been accused. We haven't been able to verify it, but we know institutionally we don't want to look bad. The optics are bad.
Yeah.
So we're going to remove that person from public interaction. And they're always, anytime they're in public, there's going to be a two-adult system.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not hard.
It's not hard.
It's not hard.
Most schools now have a two-adult system when it comes
Smart.
To kids, right?
Yeah.
So most of the time, like, you can't be alone in the fucking changing room as the only grown up in the changing room.
Smart.
You know what I mean?
Super smart.
That's not.
And it's not hard.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is it gets hard when you have only fucking one adult in the fucking changing room and they're a fucking creepoid.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to be your mom. They cannot arrest a husband and wife for the same crime.
Yeah, I don't think that that's true, Dad.
Really? I got the worst attorneys.
This story is sad. This is a really sad story. It's from LGBTQ Nation. Yeah. The case of an outed teen who died of suicide is in the hands of an anti-gay prosecutor. There is a kid in Tennessee who is being outed based on Snapchat. So he had whatever. It doesn't even matter. Makes no difference. That's the part of, like, he got outed, right? And he got outed and he sent, you know, sent his brother a message and said, you know, I got to leave social media for a while. I'm scared. You know, I got outed by all this stuff. And not too long after that, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And the prosecutor in charge of making sure that this kid got some semblance of justice as a result is on the record as basically disqualifying domestic abuse incidences as domestic abuse if they did not occur, or if they occurred as part of a homosexual relationship, saying like, I don't recognize the relationship. Therefore, the specific protections that are given in as part of domestic abuse, I'm not going to apply.
Yeah.
This is a guy who selectively applies the law based on his complete dismissal of the validity of homosexual relationships.
Yeah.
And that's the guy prosecuting and trying to get justice for this fucking teenager whose life was tragically cut short because of this terrible incident. Like, we have to have a moment where we realize, I think, that public office is incompatible with bigotry.
Yeah.
If you have bigoted views, those are your right to hold.
Yeah.
But the moment that your actions and your bigotry intersect, you should be immediately removed from office, except for in Tennessee. This isn't bigotry. This is normal.
Yeah. You know, it's sad that this kid is in both life and in death being discriminated against.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the horror, is that even though he killed himself, he's still being discriminated against and can't be a proper victim. One of the things that they say in here is like, this guy, he does not treat LGBTQ victims as the same as straight victims. Well, let me tell you, this guy died just as much as a straight guy would have, you know? And the thing is he was bullied too. Like, this is all bullying. Like, why he was,
oh, absolutely.
He was outed as a, you know, and they're saying it's because of bullying.
Right.
And he doesn't choose to be out. He gets outed, and then there's no reason to do this. There's a lot of helplines out there that you can call. I know for sure that there's charities out there like It Gets Better and things like that that help people out in this situation. But he committed suicide, and that's a horror. And then to have this guy just be like, yeah, I don't even treat those things the same. I don't even consider it the same.
Right.
You can't expect that he's going to follow the same channels he would if somebody was bullied because they were, you know, something else, whatever other thing that someone gets bullied for.
Yeah. How can he have, like, as the prosecutor, he is working on behalf of the victim.
Yeah.
For whom he has clearly no compassion.
Yeah, he doesn't care about him. Yeah.
So, like, without empathy for the victim, how can he work to be their advocate?
Sure.
It's horrible. It's fucking Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, like, don't get me wrong, it's not surprising.
Yeah. Like, but it is one of those things that, you know, when it pops up, you're just like, God, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. So backward. It's so backward. Sometimes I think like, oh, you know what? We're in a world where, like, we're in a post give a shit about homosexuality world. And I have to sometimes pause and read stories like this and remember that, like, that's true in the major population centers. That's true for numerically most of the people living in the world, because they live in places that are decent where other people live and have an education.
Yeah.
But in the garbage parts of the country,
sure,
in all the red parts of the country, shithole, shit stain counties across America where like 9 people get together, that's like the whole southeast of this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it is still, it's 35 years behind we're at today.
Absolutely.
Like, take whatever the date is and roll it back 35, 40 years. And that's what you get when you fucking drive south.
Yeah. You go to this kid gets outed anywhere up north, there's a support group for him.
I'll be cutting your hair today.
Hey,
This story made me laugh. Jesus Christ. It's just crazy. News18.com. Four barbers detained in PAC for styling customers' beards in an un-Islamic way.
The un-Islamic way, by the way, is trimming them.
Yeah.
In this story, because they say, it says un-Islamic is stylish, because they say they trimmed it in a stylish way. So Islamic is frumpy, I guess, is what.
Yeah, right.
Like, can
you imagine?
It's just your face just shits out hair everywhere.
Yeah. Unruly, just poking out like the fucking Kraken exploding from your skin.
Exactly.
And Cecil, you have a pretty righteous beard.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't style it, if you didn't get it like...
You got to comb it a lot.
It would be wild.
Yeah.
Like, it gets nuts.
It gets nuts. It gets nuts on my own. I can be sticking out all weird. And,
it doesn't all grow at the same rate.
No.
Like, if you want to look crazy homeless, that is the best way to do
Absolutely.
It. I love the idea that they're like, all right, you got to have a beard. You got to have a beard, and it can't be a stylish beard. We are so afraid of the modern world that we will let you have a beard as long as it is an unstylish beard.
They should have covered up the beards with hijabs. Like a little beard cut or something.
Oh, I like it.
Just covers it up. And it's like when they go swimming in their little burkinis or whatever, they get like a little thing that wraps around. And
I think it would be amazing if like women had to wear like the head covering and then men had to wear the opposite version. So it's like just a thing across your eyes.
Yeah.
The rest of your fucking skin exposed. You're just like, if you put them together, it's one fully covered person.
You know what you need to do though. Instead, make it the rule that nobody can shave, but everybody's got to wear something over the hair. So women are walking around with like big things on their legs and on their arms and covering their head. But guys have this big giant thing all over their face. And I got my back is completely covered.
I've just got like things on my nipples for some reason. Like, what is that?
He got pasties. Tom's making him go in two different directions.
Well, look at me. You gotta go left arm, right arm, left arm, right arm. If you don't, you're never gonna get him flowing otherwise.
Opposite directions. And they spin the other way. And then they go the other way.
Yes, I do. I wear tassels all the time. Oh, these are my work nipple tassels. Cufflinks for your nips.
It's like a pocket squares. So Tom, right now our sponsor, AdamandEve.com, and AdamandEve.com, I just want to mention, if you like to fuck.
If you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
But if you like to fuck and you like to get fucked, AdamandEve.com is a great sponsor for this show because they provide oils and lubes and things to fuck with and things to get fucked with and things to put on stuff and things to put under stuff and things to put around stuff. I mean, you basically could pack that shit in airtight wherever you want.
And the nice thing is with the code GLORY at checkout, you won't get fucked on the price.
Exactly.
Because you get 50% off almost any item at AdamandEve.com. You get a ton of free gifts. You get free DVDs. There's something for you, something for her, something for both of you guys. No sex swing right now.
Yeah,
no sex swing.
But free shipping.
Free shipping.
You get to swing it out to you that way instead. But you get free. All you have to do is enter Gloria at checkout. You'll get all that stuff. And fucking has never been so fun.
This story's from Friendly Atheist. This is Rick Wiles. Can't even tell if he's kidding. Hillary Clinton looks good because she's drinking a lot of blood. Here we go.
A lot of blood. All right, so let's play it.
Do you think he's kidding?
I don't know. This is short, so let's hear. We'll listen to it, and then we'll talk.
Physically, she's looking much better. She must be drinking a lot of blood.
On the vampirism diet.
Yeah. I mean, because she's definitely getting transfusions because she's stronger. Yeah, she was pretty weak back there in 2016. That woman was falling apart. But they've obviously... they've been taking her to a lot of spirit cooking events, and she's been revived.
Or, alternatively, she's not on the campaign trail anymore.
Yeah,
and working 20 hours a day.
All right, she's looking better than when she had walking pneumonia.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes when people are sick, they look sick.
Yeah. Or when they're overworked.
They get, yeah.
Yeah. Like
right.
just being on the campaign trail has got to be so grueling.
Yeah.
And you're constantly weighing everything you have to say and you're constantly concentrating to try to figure out to make sure you don't fucking fuck up.
Yeah.
how exhausting would that be for how long did she do it?
Yeah.
And then now she looks better. No shit, dude. She's resting. Are you serious?
Right. Right. Yeah. It's like, it could be that she's getting blood transfusions,
yeah,
which would be really helpful if she were low on blood.
Yeah.
Like blood transfusions aren't like you have as a regular walking person, the right amount of blood.
Yeah.
Like, unless something happens, a blood transfusion just gives you more blood.
It doesn't help. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that if you give somebody blood of, like, you know, like a younger person, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's not like
your blood's just like, oh, we got an influx of young blood in here.
Otherwise, it would be publicly, it would be available as a fucking anti-aging and beauty treatment.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And they do for scammers, but it's not like a major thing.
Right.
And, you know, they say they're talking about how this blood is taken off, you know, it makes her look younger or whatever. Well, if that's the case, well, then when fucking AOC steps down, she's going to be a zygote. Make it lose 25 years. It's like she's getting pushed around in a stroller afterwards. Doesn't even make any sense. And then, of course, they bring up spirit cooking.
Which is
what they want to talk about.
She's been eating a lot of semen lately, is really what they want to say here. Like semen bakery goods or
isn't
whatever.
Isn't that what they want to talk about? They're just mad someone else is eating cum. Yeah. I'm super mad about it. I wanted to eat it and I can't because it's not socially acceptable in my group of friends. It's perfectly fine, Rick, everywhere else outside of your weird little group.
Yeah, right. If you want to just fucking bake with it. Bake with your own, although I think that's probably a circular. It's like an Ouroboros
it
problem.
Is, yeah.
I was old and then I ate old people cum and now, God damn it.
My balls are prunes right now.
I can only blow people that are younger than me or I age every time. What's wrong with these people?
He's got a whole style, like a whole fucking... Wait, a whole stable full of young kids that he's...
I shall milk these child... Okay.
Did you see the thing that happened this week with two of the candidates? One, Bernie Sanders, of course.
Had a heart attack.
What I read immediately after was like, yeah, it's totally normal. It's cool. He'll be fine in a couple of days. And he was.
Yeah.
So I didn't really look that deeply into it. The other one was... that Jacob Wall and Elizabeth Warren. Did you see this?
No.
Jacob Wall this week... remember that guy who's like, Mueller totally had a sexual assault thing that happened to him a while back.
Do you remember that guy?
So Jacob Wall said, I found out that Liz Warren is into BDSM and I found a guy who had like BDSM sex with her and she's a cougar, yada, yada, yada. And they bring this guy out. And he's like a buff, like ex-military guy. He takes his shirt off. He shows the scar that Elizabeth Warren gave him. But then 10 minutes later, somebody's like, yeah, on his Instagram, he doesn't say that that's where the scar came from. And he's showing the scar off on his Instagram, right? So he's clearly a fucking liar. And so is Jacob Wall.
Right.
But one of the best parts is, about I don't know how long later, Liz Warren tweets out, I just want to say thank you so much to the University of Houston because they gave me an opportunity that I was not able to get anywhere else. I paid $50 a credit hour and got a great degree and I went on to get my law degree, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you so much. And then she put at the bottom, go Cougars. And it was the
Cougars. Oh, that's amazing.
It was like a fucking mic drop moment. And she totally got him. It was amazing.
That's fucking outstanding.
But it's one of those things that like, you know, here's a guy who's literally making his career on just fucking going out and slandering. He slandered Robert Mueller.
Yeah.
He's slandering her. You know, if you're saying she is out having extramarital affairs, that I don't know a lot. I'm not a law talking guy.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, I sure as fuck would do everything I could to make sure that guy heard from my lawyer.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if somebody was out there spreading a lie that you're having an extramarital affair.
You know, like, part of me would be like, well, it's not true, but like, super flattering that a 70-year-old lady can fucking pull in some fucking 30-year-old man meat like that.
Yeah, some like, fucking like... hunk a lunk over there, just fucking like pull that shit in. Cool.
Like let's be real. Like if you just like reverse the genders on that, and it was like some dude, like some 70-year-old dude, was having sex with some like super hot young chick or whatever, people would be like, yeah, That's our current president.
Yeah.
And he pays $130,000 to shut her up.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
That's literally what we have right now. How is that a scandal?
I don't know.
If
yeah.
you go reverses on the
yeah.
gender.
Yeah. And in this case, too, it's just so unbelievable.
Right.
When you talk about fucking Liz Warren, you're just like, are you serious? Come on.
Part of me's like, yeah, all right, well, good for you.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking pull in some fucking premium dick.
Don't get me wrong.
I know.
I absolutely don't care.
Right.
And I may have thought about it a few times since then. But, you know, I rudely had to pull my pants down during her tweet or whatever. No, but seriously, like, yeah, I don't give a shit at all. But what I do think is that it's super shitty for somebody to just be able to get away with just saying anything they want. What I don't want is the English system of libel where it's just like you say one little tiny thing and you're fucking paying forever. Because I know that there's been a lot of shit that yeah. we've talked about where the English system of libel is way worse.
It's crazy
than the United
States.
It's
like you can't fucking sneeze near somebody without getting sued.
But I would like some sort of recourse if somebody's like telling an obvious lie on a huge platform.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't know why it would be a big deal that she was into like BDSM sex.
I don't know why either.
Part of it's like, it's 2019.
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
Fucking 50 Shades of Grey was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like the world has moved on from like, I like to get tied up.
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, nobody cares.
That's your private business.
Kimmy Schmidt wasn't just running away from our beloved town. She was heading east to Ohio.
Ohio, stupid.
This story's from the Daily Mail. Scandal of young Iraqi girls sold for sex in temporary pleasure marriages. Pleasure in quotes here. That can last as little as an hour, as one Shia cleric claims it is no problem at all to wed a 9-year-old girl. Shia clerics were filmed offering brief marriages in a BBC documentary in Iraq. One claimed there's no problem at all with marrying girls as young as 9. We've talked about this before. Like, prostitution is illegal within the Sharia system, yeah, right? Yeah. But the Sharia system has all these ways to trick God with the paperwork.
Yeah.
And like,
they do, yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy. Like, they're just like, well, we can't have prostitutes. What we can do is have marriages, and you can fuck anybody in a marriage, and anybody can submit in a marriage, and you fucking damn well better because this is Sharia.
Yeah.
And like, there's no rules on the age. So all we have to do is just do this sham marriage paperwork bullshit. And God was like some fucking bureaucrat who's like, well, it's in triplicate. What did you want me to do? Declare raping a 9-year-old immoral? There's yeah. paperwork.
This survey checks out.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a party is like, do you think the almighty, omniscient, yeah. omnipotent being that created all matter and the idea of matter and life itself is like, well, I don't know. They have it notarized.
And somehow tricked me into
right.
this. God.
Golly.
I am so stupid sometimes.
I guess I should have thought of that. No temporary marriages.
And this is a horror too. This is not,
oh, yeah.
this is not just like a way to get around prostitution. This is a way to get around child rape.
It is.
I mean, yeah, like we're talking yes. about little kids at a certain point. They're talking 9, 13 years old in this documentary. They're saying, hey, you know, I want to get the kids. Is it okay if I get a 9-year-old? They're like, yeah, just don't fucking, you got to do other shit with her because you don't want to take her virginity is what they say. Ugh. You got to do other shit with her. And the amount of that, some of these children are saying that that's how they get by is by basically, you know.
Yeah, because there's nobody taking care of them.
Yeah.
Like these are the most at-risk people
yeah.
in this community, in this culture. These are the least safe, most at-risk young people. Like 9 years old, that's a fucking fourth grader.
Yeah.
That's a third or fourth grader.
God damn.
That is a little kid.
It's a little child. It's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a kid who might cry this week.
Yeah.
Like it's reasonable to think that a 9-year-old is going to cry once a week.
Yeah. It's reasonable to think that the 9-year-old will be upset about what's for dinner.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like in particular, they're talking about in this article, they're talking about the two different cultures. It's Shia and Sunni. And I guess in one group, the Shia, I may just be misremembering, but I thought it was in Shia. They allow this, but the other one was under Saddam Hussein and they didn't allow it. But now that he's gone and there's, you know, this other form of Islam came in, now it's starting to come back.
Yeah.
And they were able to get these guys to say horrible shit on camera.
Crazy shit.
Horrible shit. And, you know, basically they're selling children
They're into sex slavery.
And the sex slavery. Yeah.
The one guy, like, one of the things that stood out is like the one guy posing like in the documentary or the film or the undercover investigation, whatever. He's like, I don't want to commit to a long-term marriage.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what a marriage is.
Yeah.
I don't want a long-term marriage.
I don't want a permanent one.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can get a semi-permanent one? I want one that washes off in the washing machine.
Like a temporary tattoo?
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's the thing. We'll put on the wedding ring and it's made of wet paper.
Yeah.
And when it falls off, we're not married anymore.
We'll get henna that says, I love you.
Yeah.
And then when that washes away in a couple of weeks, it's over. How's that?
Yeah. I drew my wedding ring on with a Mr. Stink marker or whatever. Yeah. Like, remember? Mr. Scenty markers. Mr. Stink is better.
Mr. Stink is better.
Smell my finger. Smell my finger. Mr. Stink markers.
Does this smell right to you?
I find the defendant not guilty. As for science versus religion, I'm issuing a restraining order. Religion must stay 500 yards from science at all times.
All right, this story comes from Fox4News.com. Freedom From Religion Foundation files complaint against judge after giving Bible to Amber Geiger counter. So Amber Geiger.
She doesn't have to count that high. That's for sure. They didn't give her that much time. So
let's talk about that bullshit for a second. Like, I think you and I have some different thoughts sometimes on the criminal justice system in terms of like incarceration.
Sure.
This is a woman who was a police officer and she barged into the wrong house. And there was a dude sitting in his fucking chair eating vanilla ice cream. And she pulled out her service weapon and she shot him in the chest and killed him.
Yep.
And she said, oopsie daisy,
totally
thought that was my house.
Yeah.
Apartment. Is absolute unmitigated bullshit. Like, it is impossible for me to fathom a world where that could possibly be a true set of circumstances, right? And even if it were, it's impossible for me to imagine a world where I am sympathetic to that excuse for why you pulled out your gun and shot a man eating vanilla ice cream.
Sure.
If it was Neapolitan.
Oh, I get it. Get it.
I'd be right,
I'm right there with him.
So she was convicted of murder.
Yeah.
In Texas.
The other thing too, and I do want to point this out. I read this somewhere that one of the things that happened right afterwards was her worried about losing her job.
Yes.
And so that to me says, that's not a level of remorse that I would like to see in someone who just took another human being's life.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I remember I was in my apartment one time and I was sitting in my chair watching TV and some dude opened the door and he got my apartment mixed up. He was visiting a friend. I don't know how he got my apartment mixed up because it's a very end unit. Like, it seems like hard to do actually, but he opened the door and I stood up. I'm like, hey, and he's like, whoa, wrong apartment. He closed the door and he walked away. And I thought, well, I should keep my door locked. That was foolish, right? Yeah. But like, he didn't shoot me.
Right.
But if somebody was supposed to shoot somebody, and nobody should, because like that problem solved itself in like a half a second, right?
Right.
We have a problem in America where everybody's carrying if you're carrying a gun around, you solve a problem with guns. I got scared, I shot him.
Yeah.
And like, we had a moment here nationally where maybe that was going to be okay. Well, she was scared. She shot him. That was her defense.
Yeah.
Her defense was,
that's everybody.
I got scared.
That's every one of their cop defenses, though, is always,
right,
I was afraid.
I don't think being afraid is enough to kill somebody. I don't think I got scared, so I get to kill you is something I should be able to say out loud.
Yeah.
Unless you're running at me with a knife, stab emotions.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to say out loud that that's what happened. So she gets convicted of murder, and Texas doesn't have first degree, second degree, third degree. Texas has like murder.
Texas is fucked.
And then they have capital murder, which means that you're eligible for the death penalty. Sure. Otherwise, they have murder and capital murder. So she gets convicted of murder, and she gets 10 years. The amount of latitude, by the way, that the judge has is between 2 years and life. She gets 10 years, 5 with parole. For shooting a guy eating ice cream in his own home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's insane. That's insane to me. We send people away, like, and I don't think that's right either. We send people away for vast amounts of time for crimes that are tiny. And I think that's wrong. I think we should not do that. But I think it's like equally wrong that somebody like uses the excuse of, I carry a deadly weapon on my hip at all times, and when I get scared, I shoot people. And that's 5 years incarcerated?
Of all the people,
wrong.
Of all the people who should be more judicious in how they use it is someone who has to carry it every day.
Right.
Right. At this point, you're like, you carry it around with you every day. You make a decision. Every single person you meet, you make a decision not to shoot them. Every single person, every single interaction in your day while you're wearing that gun, you make a decision not to shoot that person.
Right.
And in this particular situation, you make the decision to shoot that person.
It doesn't make it like, here's the other thing I don't understand. Why the fuck does a cop have to carry a gun when they're off duty? I don't think there's any reason for them to carry the fucking gun when they're off duty. If you're in the military, you get a gun, you check it in and out of the armory.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if I'm a cop, why can't I like go to work and check my gun out of the fucking armory?
Yeah.
Why do I have to walk around with a fucking gun on my hip all the time? And I know people say, like, well, what if I run into a criminal that I arrested last week and he's mad at me? Give me a fucking break on that shit. Show me some instances where that's statistically likely to cause a problem and maybe I'll change my mind. But I don't buy that for a fucking second otherwise. Like, we have no reason for people to strap a fucking gun on their hip and walk around. All it does is escalate a situation that I've been in.
Yeah.
Where somebody walked into my house.
Yeah.
And I stood up scared. I was like, what the fuck are you in my house for? And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And it resolved without violence.
There's a reason I don't walk around the house with my fucking gun on my hip.
Right.
I do own a pistol, but I just don't. It's unloaded all the time. I remember recently in the last maybe 5 years, I had just gotten my concealed carry and I was carrying my gun and I was in a car and I was driving and this guy, we got into a stupid argument, honking. He cut me off really badly. We drove into the bike lane and literally drove down the pylons to get in front of me for no reason.
What?
And because I was going a little slow, waiting for the light to go, you know?
Yeah.
And so he got in front of me. So I literally just tapped my horn. He starts flipping me off. He starts freaking out. He starts to get out of his car. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. I was legitimately afraid.
Yeah.
But I didn't pull my gun out and shoot him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I was legitimately afraid, probably more afraid than she was walking into a strange apartment. But I didn't do it, right? I didn't do it because I was like, well, that's fucking stupid. Why would I shoot somebody for cutting me off? Like, that's fucking dumb. And the problem is that we forgive. This isn't a fucking isolated case, right? The problem is that this isn't one of those things that we can just all pretend nothing else happened previous to this with black people and the police,
right?
We can't all just be like, oh, well, this is an isolated incident and nothing ever bad ever happens, et cetera. One of the people that fucking testified in this was murdered. Did you see this?
I did yesterday. Yeah.
So like, and again, I don't want to say like that he was killed by the police officers. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know enough about the case. But again, like we are in a position right now where we have a very long history of law enforcement mistreating black people. It's evident and it's open and it happens all the time. Watch a dozen those shootings that happen. And you can see while they're in the line of duty, people are begging for their life getting shot. People are like complying and getting shot.
Yep.
People are sometimes fighting back in a minor way and getting killed, getting choked out. You know,
they will never even get an opportunity to respond and comply.
Exactly. They just get murdered right there. So this is not happening in a vacuum. This case is not happening in a vacuum. So I get that. In this particular instance, there's this weird moment where the judge walks up and gives her a hug and like gives her a Bible.
What is happening here? Like, this is somebody who murdered another person.
Yeah.
Here, what makes me crazy is like, there's no way the judge would give a hug to the fucking sentenced murderer if this was some black guy.
Yeah.
There's no way. But because it's a white woman, I think she's treated differently. Yeah. I just do. I think that's 100% the case. And she's like, oh, you know, I hope you learn a lesson from this and you got to read the Bible. And the woman's like, I don't have my fucking Bible. She's like, oh, let me go get you mine. And she goes and gets a Bible and gives it to her.
And she says,
and has this like moment. This doesn't happen with like some dude, like some fucking random black dude from the fucking West Side. You think he gets a fucking snuggle from the judge?
No. God, no.
Absolutely God, not.
No. It says here, this is your job for the next month. You read right here, John 3:16. Hold on a second. It's not going to take me a whole month. Let me read it out loud real quick. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him, ooh, I believeth on him, should not perish, but have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. It's like 30 words long.
Yeah.
What are you going to fucking read one word a day? Is that what's going to happen? But they filed a complaint. The Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a complaint against this.
They did.
They didn't say that it was, you know, they did say that they respected her or whatever, but they just don't like the idea of a judge getting off the fucking bench and going to get their fucking Bible.
And preach to somebody,
couldn't
basically.
Couldn't you just do this? Like, the other thing that pisses me off, too, is like, if you really wanted to do this, you're the judge. Just be like, yeah, can you bring her to my chambers? Like, right. Can't you just do this in private? You know, if you want to do this, if that's something that you feel absolutely called to do, okay, go visit her. Yeah, while she's in a fucking jail.
You can do that on your off time. Yeah. The problem I have isn't that she decided to share her religious belief with somebody, right? It's that she did it on my dime as a duly appointed representative of the government.
Yeah.
That's the time she chose. To your point, like, she didn't do it on her off time. She didn't go visit this woman on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think she ever would, because I don't think these people care enough to burn up half their Saturday visiting some murderer in jail.
Yeah.
I think what they want is, oh, you know what? It felt good for me in the moment. It cost me virtually nothing. A Bible is basically free. You can check in at a fucking Motel 6 and replace it.
Yeah. You know what also pisses me off, though, too, is that, like, here's a judge who their job is to give out punishment for us. They do it for us, right? They work for us. They give out this punishment for us. And part of this punishment is religious based.
Yeah.
Part of this punishment is right on the board 100 times, John 3:16. Fuck you. How about fuck you, judge?
Right.
How about no? How about we don't do that? How about we put her in fucking jail, which is what we all fucking agreed to?
Yep.
Instead, you're saying that this is part of her punishment. You're a fucking figure that doles out punishment. And to say that this is something that you should do to, and I gotta say the word, repent, is bullshit, because not everybody agrees with that shit.
China has total respect for Donald Trump's very, very large a brain.
They call her Pocahontas.
I am the chosen one.
You are fake news.
Okay.
I am the least racist person.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
It's a comer.
Grab him by the pussy. Stop it.
So, Tom, this week in Trump, there's a Raw Story article says Trump went absolutely nuts in front of reporters. Here are the craziest highlights. I'm just going to read the highlights. Trump blatantly lies about Democrats' reaction to his phone call with the president of Ukraine, in which he repeatedly pressed the Ukrainian government to investigate Joe Biden. Trump gets called out for lying about his interests in having the Bidens investigated. And then he says, I mean, basically, it's just like he gets called out, and then his response is, you know, we have to look. Trump delivers bizarre monologue about how he's electrifying so Christianity. Weird. And then Trump tries distancing himself from the State Department texts that came out. Trump falsely blames the American allies for the Russia investigation. And then also today, legal team says it represents a second whistleblower over Trump and Ukraine. So the second whistleblower came forward, and there's another one, not just one, but it's also a CIA. From what I read, it's also a CIA operative as well.
And they are firsthand, not secondhand information.
Yeah, this is
too.
Firsthand.
Like
that's potentially
a big deal, right? Because one of the potential defenses, which I don't understand because their White House released their own transcript, but one of the defenses is, look, this is secondhand information.
Secondhand information we gave you.
That we provided to you that was part of our record of the conversation. Anyway, that doesn't make any sense, but with secondhand information, now they're like, ah, cool. Well, now there's firsthand information. Yeah. So there goes that.
Yeah.
I love too on the whistleblower thing that Trump's like, we're working so hard to find out who the whistleblower is. He was clearly a partisan whistleblower. Like, you don't even know who he was.
Yeah, you don't even know who he is.
But we know his politics.
Yeah, you know his politics because he's against you, right? Whoever's not with me is against me, is his real message there. One thing that bothers me about the whistleblower things, and this is two in a row that are coming forward, the right has genuinely poisoned the well by talking so much about deep state for so long. And it's not just fringes. This is not just the fringe that talks about the deep state now. It's everybody who talks about the deep state. And they have poisoned this well to the point now where you can't even believe a CIA operative. I watched a guy, one of the representatives in Congress today, being interviewed by the Meet the Press guy. And he said he does not believe the FBI and the CIA. He said out loud, he's a congressman, and he said out loud he doesn't believe the FBI and the CIA anymore.
Yeah. You know, we're at a crisis point, genuinely. Like, we're at a crisis point where it's like, if you can't believe, here are the following institutions that if you're on the right, you don't believe. So I want you to tell me honestly, where do you get information about what's going on?
Yeah,
in the world?
Right.
Like, we don't believe the FBI. Yeah. We don't believe the CIA. We don't believe the NSA. We don't believe any media corporation that publishes a paper, publication of any kind,
sure,
or is broadcast on the radio or is broadcast on television, right? Yeah. So we don't trust major media outlets. We don't trust any member of the intelligence community. Okay. So where do we get information from? We don't trust
get it from Trump. You can only get it from the people in power who it's in their best interest to lie to you, right? It's in their best interest to deceive you. Those are the only people that you can absolutely get information from.
That's an insane way to think about the world.
It's crazy to me.
How do I even know what Trump says if I don't rely on media?
Yeah. You have to watch him give a...
I have to watch him somewhere.
You have to watch him give a shouty interview outside of a helicopter, which is what he does now all the time.
But honestly, like, and I'm not being crazy, like, where do I watch that at if not through some media source?
Yeah, sure.
Like, unless I am the president, unless I am that person.
Or I'm part of the crowd that he's talking to.
Right.
Those are your two options.
Like, because I can't turn on the news and be like, you know how it's going to work. It's like, oh, that was out of context, right? Yeah. That's big media, you know, not showing you the full story. You're not spinning it. So all that's discounted.
Yeah.
So I don't even know that it's necessarily like, if I have to discount everything I see and hear and read, what the fuck? Like, what other source of information am I supposed to have? Am I supposed to, like, rub a chakra in my asshole?
Supposed to get all your information through flipping over tarot cards or something. Yeah, really, genuinely, I don't know where you get your information from.
We're out of options.
Yeah.
Just the internet in general, just I went online randomly.
Yeah. Well, Liz Croken told me, and so therefore I'm going to believe it.
YouTube personalities?
And right now, like I said before, the well has been so poisoned about this deep state thing.
Yeah.
It's to the point now where I genuinely don't believe that if things really seriously progress with a whistleblower and they get a ton of stuff, that there's going to be, I have a feeling that there's going to be a genuine group of people in this country and not a small group that will reject that information because they will call it deep state. I think that there's going to be a lot of people that will reject that information. I think they already are. There's a congressman that I saw today that literally rejected the information.
I know. How much does, part of me was going to say, like, how much does it matter what the public thinks in a circumstance like this? You know, and how much does it matter what the power brokers think, right? Because, it's not a matter. We're not having a referendum on the impeachment. Like, we're having.
But what you do have is a bunch of people who are easily moved. And so he's talking about civil war. He's talking about, you know, a coup. He's using those words, Tom. He's not saying, he's saying civil war in his tweets. He's saying coup in his tweets.
Right. Oh, God.
If you say those things, suddenly people may act. They may start to do shit, like go after high ups, may start to do, you know, some horrible shit around the country. You know, this could lead into some really terrible stuff. And I got to imagine that Russia is just tenting their fucking fingers right now.
This is what they wanted.
Excited as hell because they were able to manipulate our government into not only complete inaction, but also devouring itself.
Yeah.
They are 100% successful in all of that. They've done everything they're ecstatic with what they've done.
Oh yeah.
And every major despot in the world is also enjoying this like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we don't return to normalcy soon, it's going to be real, real scary in 2021, 2022.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Like, I think at this point, what we can say without hyperbole is that the disinformation warfare that was waged by Russia against the United States was a complete and unmitigated success.
Sure.
We are, like you said, we're devouring ourselves, which is exactly,
yeah,
you know, that's by doing this, we are not concentrating on anything else.
Yeah.
And so, you know, every week, every month, every year that goes by that we do this, we aren't doing all the other things that are necessary for a state to act in its best interests.
Just think about the inaction that comes from climate change. Just there. We were talking a couple of weeks ago, it was like eight years or whatever for like the end times, like no more go and go back, no takesies, backsies. You're looking at, you know, if Trump gets in there, that's six more years, man.
It's over.
2 years? You're going to turn everything around in 2 years?
Yeah, literally impossible.
No, you're not. Don't get beachfront property, millennials. even if a boomer dies and it's for sale, don't buy it.
Yeah. Buy property about 30 yards inland.
Yeah. No matter what you do.
That's your beachfront.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the shit that he's doing, that he did this last week. We'll read a couple of these things to sort of figure out. I want to read this out loud. He's like, this is him talking about the conversation he had, the call with the president of Ukraine. If you notice, they don't mention the call I had with the president of the Ukraine. They don't mention that because it was so good. They only mention it was Adam Schiff made it up, but he gave everybody the train. I don't understand that at all. Do you understand that? Does that make sense?
What he's saying is they don't talk about it. They never talked about it before they found out that it contained. No, I can't make sense of it at all. No, there's no way to make sense of it, Cecil. It's word salad. It's more fucking gobbledygookity word salad. This one's great. This is my favorite one. It's number two.
Number two?
Yeah, number two. So the president claimed he wasn't interested in going after Biden, but was interested in tackling corruption. And this reporter actually got thrown out. The reporter said, you know, hey, how come this whole corruption thing is a new thing? Have you ever pressed another foreign country to crack down on corruption? And he's like, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. Because it's not standard practice. And because he says it like it's a normal thing. Like, I just call all these world leaders and say, root out corruption in your country.
Yeah.
What? What? Hey, have you ever thought about getting rid of the corruption?
I am corruption man.
What? Actually, I never thought of getting rid of corruption.
Actually, he kind of is corruption man.
He is corruption man.
I like this one too. Trump delivers bizarre monologue about how he's electrifying Christianity. Quote, I got a call the other night from pastors, the biggest pastors, evangelical Christians. They said, we never seen our religion or any religion so electrified. They've never seen anything like it.
No religion has ever been as electrified as God. Really? Because I feel like in 2001, there was one particular religion which was very electrified. And I feel like ISIS, they've been pretty on fire for a while now.
Yeah, maybe it's not electrified. Maybe they're just on fire is what it is. But this is absolutely him screaming to his base, saying, don't forget about me because I didn't forget about you. This is him telling the evangelicals, don't fucking flip on me.
My favorite thing that he does is when he makes up stories of people praising him that never happened.
Yeah, like
and
the
then
Michigan.
Praises himself by saying, you wouldn't believe this woman was like, I never had such a great orgasm, such an orgasm. Her arms and legs, they shook all akimbo. Such a good, that's what she said to me from my penis that I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's me.
He kept saying over and over that he was Michigan Man of the Year. And that's not a thing.
Michigan Man of the
Year.
That's
not a thing. Like Michigan doesn't like rate their men from one to whatever.
Can you imagine if they did? You're like, the last one, because somebody is. And you're just like, oh man.
You know, we gave you a wreath because you got Michigan Man of the Year, but we gave this other guy a tuba to follow him around. Burr, burr.
Calm down, pudding face.
Shove it, Satan.
Oh, thou should not speak to master in such a manner.
They call me master.
Wait, do you see what I'm going to call you?
This story comes from Right Wing Watch. This is Jim Baker. The left is under massive demon possession.
All right. So this is Jim Baker from his show. He's interviewing a guy and you will hear the guy throughout. He's talking to another person. So you will hear him. It's Rick Renner, who's Baker's guest, but Baker's talking mostly in this.
Your book answers the questions I've been asking and about, here's the title. How to keep your head on straight in a world gone crazy.
He is really just genuinely like really electrified with this book title, isn't he? Just like how to keep your head on straight. Also, first off, it's a terrible book title. I mean, like, let's just be real, real frank here. But isn't he like so excited about it? Like he's like almost like barking at the people.
Yeah, either that, Cecil, or he reads like somebody who just learned how. You know, one word at a time. Like he's sounding it out.
Oh, so that makes sense with the John 3:16 for a month.
there you go. Right.
Yes.
And I want to tell you people today, America has gone crazy.
Yes.
I love that woman so much. She just can't. She never says anything. She just agrees with whoever says anything on the show.
I agree that that's what she does.
It has.
And Rick, I don't know if you'll agree with me or not.
But I know my wife will.
And if not, you're getting kicked out of the fucking audience of the Jim Baker show. Do we think we have a lot of trolls in the Jim Baker show?
I believe much of politics today, especially those that have gone out on an extreme.
Extreme what, Tom?
Oh.
Extreme what, left or right? Which way is he going to go?
Wait, I know this one. Oh, pull the audience. The audience is all the same. You know, it's all old people buying buckets.
You know what makes me nuts too is when people try to equate the extreme right and extreme left. And I'm just like, the extreme left, really, truly extreme left people are like communists who want to like take down, you know, they're like the proletariat who want to take the means of production, right? There's nobody in this country who's screaming about the means of production, right? You never, once in a great while, you'll hear some rando say something like that, but that's not a huge movement in this country at all. If you look across the spectrum, across the world, we are center at our left. Like our far left is like center in some of these places.
In comparison,
especially to some of these other European countries, they're just like far left. Like that dude's conservative. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and they look at Andrew Yang and like, get the fuck out of here.
That's because like what we're asking for, they've had for 30 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like our like extreme left is like, maybe we should be able to go to school and not get sick. Yeah. And like the rest of the world's like, well, fucking duh. Yeah. When are you going to have an idea?
Everybody's like, you don't have that.
And I'll say left. They're way left.
What'd I say?
I thought he was going to go he zigged.
He zigged when he should have zagged.
Yeah, he was going to zag. He took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
He's old enough to remember the zag nut, I guess, that guy.
I don't think I've ever had a zag nut. Have you had a zag nut?
Nobody under 60 has had a zag nut.
Now I kind of want to buy a zag nut if you can find
it. I don't think they make them anymore. You have to go back in time.
I'm going to get a time machine.
You
got
to go back in time. And instead of killing Hitler, you got to go buy a zag nut.
Do you know what would be amazing, Cecil? Is to invent a time machine just to do like irrelevant shit, like small, petty shit. Like you invent a fucking time machine. Like, I could do so much good with it. You're like, I could try that zag nut. Like, I haven't had a zag nut.
Right, exactly.
Just like you change all the scope of the world going forward with a time dimension.
You just do like a culinary thing. So you're going out through history. You're like, you know, we haven't made garum in 2,000 years. Let me go eat some garum or whatever.
Yeah,
You're just doing it of the past of shit that doesn't exist anymore. You're just like, I want to eat a fucking condor, motherfucker.
I'm going to eat a dodo salad.
God, it'd be so good.
Just to do like mean, petty shit. Just like I invented this thing that could make the world so much better, but I'm basically just going to be an irresponsible tourist on spring break forever.
But my Instagram is going to rock.
I believe there is a massive demon possession in the political realm today.
There's just like one demon. Chubby demon. He's like, I don't believe hell because every time I do, Jim Baker makes fun of how big I am. God damn it. I've been trying to lose weight. I'm cutting down on souls. I'm just a massive demon.
I have feelings too. I can't even scratch myself.
My 600 pound demon.
There's just like some other demons like, just keep eating, honey. You're beautiful.
They have to take down the wall of the cave just to get him out. There's all these people body shaming this demon. Every time he leaves, Jim Baker's like, look at that fat ass over there.
Oh, the demon's backing up. Beep, beep.
Demon's got to shop at Big and Tall. Got to get the right size pitchfork for his body.
Yeah. He looks so small with my enormous hands. Do you have anything in size XXL?
Am I wrong?
I believe it's like hell found a voice.
Yes.
Say that.
Hell found a voice.
Yes.
And hell is speaking through the political system today and through the media.
Yes.
It is amazing. Oh,
isn't that great? Hell found a voice in the left.
That's it.
I mean, that's exactly what he's saying. It's been their message forever, but once in a while when you hear him say it out loud, it's really just appalling.
Well, I mean, like, think about what the left wants right now. You know, they want women to be equal with men. Well, that's anti-biblical, right? Like any kind of gender parity.
Sure.
Is anti, like, to their point, education for everybody. Like, that's not, many of the things that the left would say, like, hey, these are our key talking points, they're anti-biblical. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're wrong. I just think that they're wrong about everything.
Yeah, that we are essentially flipping that table over like Jesus.
Right.
Right. It's all their tenets get flipped up and thrown into the air because we're saying, no, women should be equal. No, we don't care about gay people. Women should work in the workplace. We should listen to what they have to say.
Yeah.
We shouldn't judge people based on, whether or not they identify as X or Y or Z. Right. All these things are anathema to them.
Immigration, healthcare, economic policy, all of these things. All the key tenets of the left.
Abortion.
Yeah.
Abortion's huge for these guys.
No, we don't want any of that. Yeah.
It really
what's
is.
Happening through the media. It's just wicked.
It is
what's
wicked.
Yes. I'll agree with anyone. God, she just can't shut up, can she?
She'll agree with anyone. Like, if there's a man talking, I agree with that. That's what Jim said to do. She said, when a man talks, that I agree with that.
Oh, God.
That's what I do. It's totally agree with true. A man talker.
Well, it is. It's demonic.
It should not be permitted. It just should be.
Permitted?
We shouldn't allow dissenting voices
here in this
democracy.
We shouldn't allow the media? Like, what are we talking about here?
We can't have dissent from my view. Oh. That's what makes a democracy a democracy.
You know, I think about Jesus. Jesus told the demons to shut up.
Yes, he did.
And I thought, we need to take authority over all these voices and just command them to be still.
Amen.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Command them to be still. That's going to work out great for you.
I would love it if somewhere in the Bible, Jesus actually told the demons, shut up! Stupid demons! I'm trying to sleep at 7:30 in the morning!
Oh, gosh. So this week on Thursday, it's our plan to release a show. We don't know how long the show is going to be because we haven't recorded it yet. But Tom and I watched the four-ish hours of The Family, something like that. They're 45-minute episodes.
Five of them. Yep.
So it's a little over 4 hours. It was a little under 4 hours. It was interesting, not great. And when you tune in, you'll find out whether or not what we really think about it. It's going to be a Thursday release. So if you don't care about The Family on Netflix, you can skip it. It's going to be a Thursday release. It will be $4.92, but it is going to be a Thursday release. So we'll be back next week on Monday with a full show for everyone, just like we normally would be. But we are doing an extra show this week. And again, we're not sure it's going to be full episode length or not, but it is going to be releasing into our feed. So check out Thursday when we review The Family. And this is releasing, but we are recorded our Citation Needed in New York this last weekend. Hopefully, everybody, the band's still together, but it should be a lot of fun. We hope it's a lot of fun. We'll be back, like we say, next week with a brand new show. We had to record this one a little early so we could get out to New York and do our Citation Needed show. If you haven't listened to Citation Needed yet, you should. We have a lot of fun producing it, and we are planning right now. Hopefully, there's a crossing of the fingers that we'll be doing our 150th show of Citation Needed here in Chicago live, which will be in February sometime. We'll keep you posted on when that's going to happen. But we are excited for that to happen. And we will read out patrons next week when we come back. Remember to keep signing up for the pizza party. We're taking 30 lucky people to do the pizza party with us here in Chicago on December 7th. And 30 patrons. So look down on the patron feed, patrons. You can sign up for the pizza party. I'm going to delete you if you sign up twice on accident. No, I'm going to delete one of your entries anyway. And we'll be selecting at random 30 people who sign up right now. It's a 1 in 3 chance. There's about 100 people who signed up, a little over. It's about a 1 in 3 chance that you're going to get in.
That's pretty good chance.
It's a pretty good chance, but we're going to have 30 people sign up. We're going to have 30 people that we pick, and we're going to be having a fun time here in Chicago on the 7th, eating pizza, hanging out. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.